Hey, Glass, how are you? Yeah, it was great to see the Pacers play really well yesterday. You get that big unexpected win. It's going to be great for the city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana. And I got to tell you, seeing John Starks on TV yesterday, right there watching the Pacers beat the Knicks was very satisfying. So
it is.
I was glad to see that.
You know, that's what rivalries are exciting. You got to, each team's got to win a little bit so you have a rivalry. So let's not cry for New York. We're not going to do that. But if you want a rivalry, both teams have to win every now and again to keep John Starks and his buddies who ran on the court after every play during the entire series. I don't understand how that's legal, but that is great. And hats off to the Pacers. That will make for an even busier Memorial Day weekend in the Circle City. We'll worry about that a little bit later in the week. But you're busy. You're always busy. You've got all kinds of things going on at the Chamber. You've got all kinds of things happening at the CIB. We'll start with the CIB, do the heavy lifting first, and then we'll get to the fun stuff of what's going on at the Chamber. Well, we know you had a meeting, was it last week or the week before? I can't remember. These all run together. But where are we in the wonderful process of trying to acquire land, use land, get an RFQ done? Tell me what's happening as we try to expand the footprint downtown.
Right. Well, I think the last time we talked, we had discussed four potential options for the direction of the expansion of the convention center. One was a northward option. Then you got east, you got west and south. The north option, I think a lot of people just assumed that was probably the most ideal direction to go. There were a lot of good advantages to going north, I think, to what is known as the Bunger Robertson property. But we later found out that that property would require about $7 million of reimbursement of food and beverage tax dollars that the city would want back. And so we had an executive session on Monday last week where, you know, the Indiana state law allows public bodies to discuss the acquisition of real estate and personnel matters, among a couple of other things, for an executive session. And so we talked about that, and it was decided that it was not in the interest of the Capital Improvement Board to enter into negotiations with the city for the acquisition of the north property. So we know we're not going north, and hopefully that'll give the city the opportunity to figure out a way quickly to, or however they want to dispose of that property. They'll be able to do that now, but we know we're not going to go north. We'll have to decide, you know, if we're going to go east or south or west, and all of those properties, I think, are you know, perfectly suitable for this project. We got more than enough land available to us, so we'll just have to decide as a public body, you know, which way we're going to go. And I think John Weikart, president of the Capital Improvement Board, wants to have that vote made by June 12th, which will be our next regular meeting. We have a special session on May 22nd. And so that'll be the next time the Capital Improvement Board gets together on May 22nd. But we're set for a vote on the direction of the expansion footprint on June 12th.
Well, there you have it, folks. There you have it. The other property that's involved with this, how does that get paid off if it is decided to be used?
Well, those are all properties that generally, if they're owned by the county, were purchased with innkeeper tax dollars for the purpose of future expansion of the convention center. So the county-owned properties, they've listed all of those parcels that they have already purchased with innkeeper's dollars, and there's certain legal restrictions on what you can do with innkeeper's dollars. They have to be spent in ways that will benefit tourism or economic development, and so those parcels have all been purchased in that area with that funding, and that's the tax that people pay on their hotel visits. So it's a 5% tax that when somebody stays overnight in Bloomington, the innkeeper's tax is collected, and the county controls that. So they've over the course of several years purchased several parcels of land down there for the purpose of expanding the convention center. They're not going to require any reimbursement of those pieces of property. The city also owns a couple of parking lots to the south of the existing convention center, which they've also offered to the project with no requirement for reimbursement. So it was really just that Bunger and Robertson property that our former mayor, John Hamilton, had purchased in 2019. I think it was for around $7 million that was not a part of the original plan that the Thompson administration and the city council are asking for reimbursement for, which is totally understandable. There's different priorities with a new administration, and but it wasn't part of the original plan, and we don't necessarily need that parcel, so we'll just use what we've already had kind of planned for.
Well, and that's why the innkeeper's dollars are important in this discussion, correct? Because that's exactly the purpose of doing all of this. The $7 million reimbursement, that you would have been paying a premium for what? A block over access? And that's the interesting part.
Right. It would have been, and that would have taken away $7 million from what we'd be able to do.
And that's the other catch-22 of that.
On the project. So we've got about, $18 million or so in the bank right now that has been collected since the food and beverage tax has been passed in 2017. I know that sounds incredible. We haven't done anything with it in that long, but it's just kind of been sitting there and growing. So if we were to take $7 million right off the top of that, that would be less money that we have to for the construction of the new facility. So, I think there's a lot of really great uses that could be used for that parcel. And I'm sure whatever the city decides to do with it, whether it's sell it on the open market or do something else with it, it will be a real benefit to our downtown and transitioning from the new convention center and into our downtown area. And they'll be able to make really good use of that, I'm sure.
Now, I know you don't work for the city or have anything to do with that, but does that need to move along as this project moves along, or having an empty dead lot in the middle? That just doesn't – the optics there don't look good, but the economics are different than the optics.
Well, they could parallel this if they wanted to, but I think the private market will probably work that out when they see all of the incredible new amenities that are going to be downtown as a result of the convention center expansion. There's going to be a lot of people, I think, that are interested in that property that would have a really good use for it. And so I think it'll be, pretty easy to market that for a potential buyer down the road.
And, that's where we're at, folks. And June 12th will be the next meeting of the CIB, and that will be the day the direction, no pun intended, is taken of which way this expansion will go.
That's right, and we're looking forward to it. Can't happen quickly enough as far as I'm concerned. We've, the CIB has been working really well together since October. We've had great partners with county government, really great partners really all the elected officials in city government. And so, these things take time. It doesn't all get finished up as quickly as we would like it to happen a lot of times. But we're making great progress, and the momentum continues to build. And we're excited for this expanded convention center.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest this afternoon. He is the treasurer for the CIB that is handling the Convention Center expansion project, and he is the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. All right, so if we get a spot picked in June, what's the next step after that? What is the next thing on our checklist that we need to get done on that project?
Yeah, so once we get the location finalized, we'll start working with the architects to get the design more formalized for that particular location that we're going in. We also are awaiting a letter from the city council that will have some suggestions that they want us to consider with design features and so forth. And so We have not received that letter yet, but that'll be something that we'll obviously want to take into consideration as we're working with the architects and getting everything put together. So, you know, we just want to be the best partners that we can to the elected officials and making sure that we're reflecting all the goals of the community in this new facility. It's important that, you know, it's not just something that is viewed as a benefit for the business community. There's going to be a lot of civic components built into this, where a lot of our civic organizations will be able to utilize it. And I think that's a really important goal that we have to be keeping in mind for it as well, too.
And that's the important parts moving forward. All right, so we'll be excited to watch this progress. There's nothing on June 12th that's going to rear its ugly head and we have to push this back a month or two. I know you don't have a crystal ball right in front of you, but I hope that's not the case.
Let's keep our fingers crossed that's not the case. I don't think it will be. I think we'll be ready to make a decision. Of course, all those decisions have to be made in public, so we have to wait until the 12th to be able to have that meeting and do it.
Gotcha. All right, so we're ready to go. All right, now let's talk some local business, shall we? I know it's a big part of local business. The greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce has tons of things happening. It is May. You have an amazing event coming up. It is going to be the Showcase Bloomington, and that is happening a week from this Thursday. It will do so at the Switchyard Park. This is a big deal, my friend. How many of these have we done in the past? Is this newer? I think I remember last year because Jordan was down there doing his podcast from there and other things.
Yeah.
But this is a newer event in how many years now?
Now, for those who have been longstanding chamber members, they'll remember this event as the primetime event.
Oh!
And this is one of the – and so we rebranded it this year as Showcase Bloomington because we thought that gave it a little bit better sense of what the event is all about for the community. And this is really a community event. You don't have to be a chamber member to come out to it. We're holding it at Switchyard Park at the Pavilion. We'll have over 75 business members there with booths for the Business Expo portion of it. We'll have live entertainment. We've got a big kid zone that's being put on by WFIU. We'll have a beer and wine garden out there, Cardinal Spirits and Upland and Bloomington Brewing Company. So I think last year we had well over 1,500 people that came through this event over the course of 3 hours. It'll start at 5:30 p.m. and wrap up by 8 o'clock or so. It's going to be big. Get there early. Parking is limited at Switchyard Park, so you want to get a good parking spot early and just come on out and have a fun time. We've been doing this event for years and years. I couldn't tell you how long the chamber's been doing it, probably, you know, 25, 30 years or so. But this year we're doing it at Switchyard Park. It used to be done out at the fairgrounds for many, many years. But I think this allows us to capture a better segment of the community, and it's a little bit more accessible being closer to Bloomington and downtown.
Well, that helps then. All right, prime time. There you go. Now I'm back. I'm back. I remember now. But this is great. And the point of this is just to showcase all the great things, literally right there in the name, that Bloomington is doing in the business community. Do I have to buy a ticket? Do I just show up and have a good time? What time are we going to do this?
No, you just show up. No tickets required. We would love it if you registered through our online registration portal. You can go to chamberbloomington.org on our events tab and register for the event, but that's not necessary. You can just kind of show up and bring the kids, bring the family. It's a very family friendly event, lots of fun things to do and lots of great businesses to see. You can really get a feel for all of the wonderful, you know, small businesses that are in the chamber that'll be out there that make our community such a wonderful, vibrant, great place to live and work. And so come on out and check it out. It'll be a great night.
Now, do you still have spots available for chamber members if they want to get in? Or are you filled up? How does that work?
Very few. if we do have
that's always left, the answer.
I can count the number on one hand, how many tables we would have left. I'm sure our marketing and communications director, Katie Lorenzen, she may be listening right now and she could probably give a better answer to that question. But if we do have any left, it's very few in number.
Yeah, you shouldn't be hearing about it right now. You guys have been doing a great job promoting this over the last month or so. So get out there, yep. Have some fun, 5 to 8 p.m. next Thursday. So that's the Thursday after the holiday weekend. And you will be at Switchyard Park Pavilion. So that means you can just inside, outside. We'll be all over the place. So that is exciting times to get it all put together and have some fun. But you're still doing business after hours. You're still cutting ribbons all over town. I mean, it just the business climate here doesn't stop. And we know it's important to have the convention center in the business climate go hand in hand. I don't think we're going to be slowing anything down, for crying out loud. So that is exciting. You've got the golf scramble coming up. What aren't you guys doing? Summer's supposed to be quiet time. Not at the chamber.
Not at the chamber. Yeah, it's summer's usually the busiest time of year for us. There's so much going on. Lots of ribbon cuttings. Got the golf outing on June 20th. Still some slots open on that. That's going to be out at the Bloomington Country Club. Really excited for that event this year. We've got we had a fantastic business after hours event last week on Thursday with Consider It Done Transition Services. Boy, have they been growing. They've got a great operation. They did a wonderful job with that networking event. And our next business after hours event will be during our Member Appreciation Week in June. I believe it's June 26th. It's a Wednesday. And that will be at the Hinkey Hall of Champions.
Ah, the annual event.
Presented by First Financial Bank. Our good friend Steve Dirk over there has been a great friend and partner to the Chamber. So we're looking forward to that very fun event, the culmination of our Member Appreciation Week on June 26th.
Eric Spoonmore is the president and the CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. And I think I spoke to you right on the Monday before you had the big event, the Valor Awards. How did that go? I talked to Chief from the Fire Department, Roger Kerr, about that last week. He was excited. How was it from your angle, buddy?
You know, I thought it was just a resounding success. It was so incredible to see the community come out united in support of our first responders for our very first Valor Awards event. We had well over 300 people at the convention center. It was a very moving and touching event. And so for the to be able to partner with the Bloomington Northside Exchange Club on that was great, but really just awesome to see the business community come out, fully support those folks, because, you know, the jobs that they do are so important to our businesses, so important to our residents and our quality of life. And we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can as a community to support our first responders, our law enforcement, our firefighters, our EMS and dispatch people. They are what really determine the quality of life and quality of place in many ways that we enjoy here. So we need them, and we want them to feel welcome here. And so just really pleased with the outcome of that event. It's something that we're going to do every year going forward. And it was nice to get a lot of really nice compliments from the different departments and folks that were there after that event as well, too.
Eric Spoonmore is the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. You got big plans for the weekend. Memorial Day, it's right around the corner. We're going to have Pacer basketball Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Monday. The race is stuck right in the middle on Sunday, the 108th edition. All that stuff will be right here on WGCL. We got Carb Day. We got all kinds of things happening. What's on your agenda? You get a little break, get a little time off, have some fun?
You know, I usually go to the race just about every year. I won't be going this year. We've got my daughter's birthday sometimes is a conflict with Memorial Day weekend. So we're going to be going down to beautiful French Lick.
Oh, nice.
For a few days, and we'll watch the Pacers and celebrate Ella's 12th birthday. She's excited about moving on into 7th grade next year, so we'll watch the race on TV. But yeah, so happy for Indianapolis. They've got a lot going on. What a fun time of year here in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, and they're building some big hotels downtown as well, so we always watch and see. Well, Terre Haute Hotel is open as well. That should get I know that's a little different with the casino, but again, with everything connected by the interstates these days, it's not that far away. So have a restful, relaxing weekend. I'm off to an eighth grade graduation tonight. Yeah, I'll have a high schooler next year. So that's my reality store on a Monday.
Right. Gee, congratulations, whiz. By the way. Yes.
Oh my goodness! So another gray hair. That's all right. We still have a couple up there we can use. Thank you so much for your time, buddy. We'll get caught up after the holiday, and we'll see how the great the big showcase Bloomington event went. We'll do that in June.
Yeah, sounds good, and look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks, Les.